My prediction 2023, I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it again, can't say it enough. This is gonna be the worst, most extreme weather that the United States has faced in eons. What is this, 62 million people now are in the path of this crazy ass storm that was out in the ocean, headed through California, not that they needed more snow and rain, filled every reservoir, no longer under drought. Too much water. And now, no laughing matter. Maybe heading right our way. That's right my way. Insurance company, still figuring things out with the roof. It needed to be expedited. I had to talk to an attorney today. I asked them to call. Can you call the insurance company, please? Which they did for me. Thank God. To expedite, hey, can we get a tarp on the roof, please? Before this storm hits, because the roof is extremely fragile. The house is already taken on water. We were told first time, yes, your policy covers a tarp. Now all of a sudden they're saying, no, the policy doesn't. I mean, where did the change happen? Well, I have to look in tomorrow. I'm thinking the storm is coming tomorrow night. Okay, we're just fiddly diddling around. Okay? You know, you can't wait for people. I've realized that in life. You can't rely on waste time waiting on people. You gotta figure out and have plan B and do it your damn self. You know? That way you're not disappointed when all of a sudden the storm comes through. What are they saying? 60, 70, 100 mile an hour winds? I'm crazy. I'm thinking, please, sweet baby Jesus, Mary and Joseph, let this sucker just take an automatic turn. Let it go Ohio or south or somewhere. Don't need any more rain. Nobody needs any more rain. It's just destroying everybody's property because it's the ground just can't handle it. It's just crazy weather. Today was just nonstop. You know, try to keep peace and calm, not let anxiety start rearing up. But this house is enough to give anybody anxiety. And I already have anxiety issues. This house is just a heaping load, hot mess of anxiety. It's just sometimes you just feel like taking a stick of dynamite, getting everybody out, just blowing it up. I mean, I'm serious. It just needs to be gone. And then the worst thing is, you know, having to get a copy of your property lines and that. And then finding out from the county, the house is not even part of the subdivision. What? I'm like, I'm confused. Are we sure we got the right house? Yes, blah, 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 blah. I said, yes, that's our house. Next to blah, 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 yes. Okay, it wasn't even built as part of the subdivision. This was extra land, and it was an afterthought. It was literally an afterthought. It's not even part of the subdivision. So I said, does it even apply with subdivisions, like laws or zones or anything? No, it's like literally on its own. Oh my God. It's like living and being in the Twilight Zone. I literally come to the attorney, sent an email. I'm like, what does this mean? Legal terms, because I'm kind of confused. I think everybody realized, last podcast. Yes, I had an attorney. I still have an attorney. It wasn't a joke. It wasn't a joke at all. You know, you got to get an attorney in some things. You got to get an attorney. There's multiple issues going on. This house, insurance company, it's just it called two other companies to get a roofer to come out. $1,500 to $2,000 to get a tarp, to tarp the whole roof. As they said, these tarps are like, they don't come off. They're not supposed to come off. They're made to sit until a roof is completely ripped off, you know, replaced or completely, almost completely repaired. I'm like, well, insurance companies just fiddly-dilling around. They don't know if we're coming or going, but they don't know if the claim's going to be approved, nothing. So I'm like, you know, I mean, I'm like, that's ridiculous. So I had another friend of mine in another county. Their better half say, go up home improvement store, see if they sell tarps and price them. You know, you gotta have a backup plan. The roof is extremely fragile. I mean, it's like saltine crackers fragile. The goal is to not have water come in the house. You'll literally dig trench, you know. I'd have air come out, dig a trench, you know, talk to the city, what needs to be done, you know, and then talk to somebody else, what needs to be done. Dig a trench, dug a trench to at least get the sump pump pipe. We've got an extension piece for that. Run that further down to where it goes down the hill and down the little stream in the back or the wooded hillside. And then dig a trench. These are pictures of literally a mess. We got a busted exposed pipe That was dug way shallow and cheap PVC used. And we got a French drain that was improperly installed, that is faulty, improperly installed. Now you're talking not just digging the side of the house out, but the front. You know, I know from somebody, and I'm not going to say who, that the people who had the house before us, they did not disclose all this stuff, and they knew exactly what they had. And that's why they vacated the property, because they had problems. What we're dealing with right now, it just came full circle. They stayed with friends, not to build a house and buy land. Oh, hell no. They got the hell out of the house because it got to be too much. It got to be overwhelming, like what's going on right now, and they split. They let the house sit. They split. They had a friend of theirs do this stuff. And the thing is to contact the city, there's absolutely no permits. No permits. Talk to utility company, no permits. No permits were ever done. If you have a permit, they come out, then they know it's being properly installed. You know? Most people use a professional. You don't use your friend. Not in a situation where you're talking about foundation digging and stuff. They had no permits. They contacted regarding permit, but they did the work, didn't tell on the city, did not get a permit, and this is what you got. And then you have a disclosure where they didn't disclose it. They disclosed that they had, oh, I have any water problems or plumbing problems or anything. Bullshit. No. Once again, you know. God, you know. I had a friend of mine text me last night and say, everything that you've gone through, I'm sure that that has changed your outlook on a lot of different things. I said, wow, that was actually a bold statement. And it's a good statement because it's the truth. Yes, it's definitely everything that's gone on. Everything that's transpired over the past 11 years has definitely changed my point of view. It's changed the way I view the world. I view people, how I view society. It's made me a lot wiser, a lot smarter, but most importantly, a lot harder for me to trust people. And that's the truth in general. This stuff at this house get out of hand. It's getting way out of hand. I have to talk to the mortgage company, Rocket Mortgage, next week, early next week, figure out where we're at, and next process, next step, where need to be, what's going on. These are pictures. This is a mess. French drain improperly installed, failing, got all the water coming in the front of the house. And then you have the side of the house, exposed pipe that was buried way too shallow, literally because of all this rain, has now come to surface. It's busted. The house has always been for years a deer crossing. You're not going to change and tell the deer, hey, listen, can you cross into 25 acres a different way? They're not going to knock on your door with tea and cookies and go, yes, why, sure. We'll go ahead and change our deer zone on the opposite side. So the deer, if you figure out hundreds and hundreds of pounds of deer, and this pipe has already came to the surface, and now the erosion from all this rain, you're on a hillside that's sloped, and guess what? The pipe is busted. That's pretty much probably, there's no other reason it would have happened like that. The deer, with the weight of the deer, and it's so thin, you can see how thin it is, and you go up on it. But multiple issues, multiple. The owners knew. They listed the house and hid things to sell. The disclosure is a complete farce. I've said it before, but I'm really going to say it because I went through all the real estate paperwork, and it's straight up bullshit. It was just a way to hide things. Get somebody in there, sell it really quick, and make a quick buck so you don't have to deal with it. Let the next person. That's why all this thousands and thousands of dollars is literally going back into a full circle. It was just temporary band-aids. But now, all those existing problems before they had their buddy try to do things that the person was literally not experienced and licensed to do was done improperly. When you have the city and county out and they're looking at things, they stick cameras and stuff and looking at stuff, and it's a mess, you know. It takes a lot for me to trust people, you know, new people that I've met. I'm very cautious. I have no problem cutting people. If I meet somebody and you do something and it's a little weird, I stop talking to you. Period. You know, that's just how it is. I'm sorry, you know, not feeling right about this friendship or whatever. Bye. You know, I don't need any more problems. You know, I'm trying to eliminate the plate. I am not adding on. It takes a lot for me to trust people. You have to prove that I can trust you, and you earn trust. It's not given. It's gained. It's just the way it is. It definitely has, all this stuff for the last 11 years, especially this house, has definitely made me look and view society in general and people in general, and the word trust. This has been the greatest lesson of all, I think, over the last 11 years. You know, this decade, last decade of my life has been nothing but a learning lesson. But the house is causing, like, I try not to let it get to me, like, you know, heading to Lowe's to see if they have roofing tarps because I need a backup plan. But it's definitely produced. This house does its best to trigger my anxiety, let's just say. And seeing this storm, I'm like, holy moly, man. You know, last thing. We need 2 weeks of drying out. Everybody needs just 2 good weeks to dry the ground out. The ground can't handle this moisture, all this rain, this water. And you already have major problems, your foundation and piping and stuff. It can't handle it, you know? It can't. But, you know, I always look at it this way. I got it bad, but there's always people that have it a million times worse than you. I look at the people who got hit in the tornadoes in Louisiana and that, and they're literally people still living in what they have left. And this storm system is coming their way. So when you think you have it bad, just remember, folks, you know, sometimes you have to take your problems with a grain of salt and accept it and do the best you can. Come up with plan B, and that's what I've been doing, scrambling all day. Plan B, testing the sump pump. Is it the sump pump? Filled up the sump pump. Have Eric go out, you know, be outside. Look to make sure. Okay, the water sump pump. Okay, sump pump's working. Thank God. Okay, it's one thing we don't have to worry about. Because we started thinking maybe it's a busted pipe sump pump. It's not. The pipe was just replaced, what, a year and a half ago. We replaced that pipe coming out of the sump pump. Sump pump works fine. Your marine battery works fine. Water's coming out of the pipe, the new pipe. And we added, I bought an extension piece, taking as far down away from the house. Sump pump's working. But the problem is when you have a really thin drain that was improperly installed, the person didn't install the French drain properly. They didn't dig the pipe low enough. Then you have another pipe exposed. And, you know, those are things that unless you have a bobcat and you have an excavator, you're not going to be able to remedy before all these storms hit. But the insurance company is just ridiculous. I mean, it's just, you know, do what you got to do, folks. You know, you got to find an attorney and you got to light a fire. Light the damn fire. Do what you got to do. You have to. This is a mess, you know. I'll try not to just let it trigger my anxiety today, but it's like just looking at the system and I'm thinking just turn. Just stay south. Let the northern wind of Canada keep it south. Keep it down south, you know. I don't see it happening. It's like coming straight shot. I'm thinking, Jesus criminy, you know. What a mess. What a mess. That's all I got to say. What a mess. Do I expect electric to go off tomorrow? Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. You know, and the worst part is the worst of it's got to be at night. Ain't nothing like at night with these major storms and tornado warnings and that, and you can't see what the hell's going on outside. That's what happened down south. You know, 67 million people. All I got to say is if you're in a situation like this house, make sure you spend the next day, the rest of this day, and tomorrow before that thing hits, and make sure you protect yourself, and that means coming up and then putting in. You get it going in action. Plan B.